Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Good afternoon, it's Swap Shop with Glenn Coble here on WWGH, and our phone number, if you have something that you're interested in selling, is 740-383-9944, and we'd love to hear from you. We're talking about moving it around, the Swap Shop, and just maybe new programming, trying to better this station, which is your station, by the way. We're thinking about adding new shows and moving stuff around. If you have any ideas, I would be more than happy to hear from you. My email address is Glenn Coble, GlennCoble, at hotmail.com. And in the subject line, you ought to put WWGH, because I'd love to hear from you. Or you can go to my Twitter line, which is hashtag Glenn David Coble, and it's all in caps, and it's GlennDavidCoble, and maybe you can tell me where you, what you think we should do, if there are some changes that maybe we can make. We're not quite sure. We're talking about all sorts of things, new shows, changing my show, maybe going to more of a talk thing on Monday and Tuesday morning, or we're just not sure. We're just trying to make it better for you. So if you're interested in helping us out, feel free to do that. I think you probably can go to our website and leave a message there that we'd love to hear from you. Had an interesting thing happen yesterday on my show, A Progressive Life. I had announced it on Facebook, and I got a call from a gentleman, or not a call, I got a text from a gentleman. I think the last name is Bailey, from California. And I didn't recognize the name. Now, maybe I do know Mr. Bailey, but also the gentleman I had on yesterday, Mike, why am I having troubles this morning? Mike Larson. And Mike is from California, around the Los Angeles area. Now he's moved out here, and he's running for... he's in the primary to go against Jim Jordan, and we did a nice interview with him yesterday. But it was kind of interesting, because this station can be picked up anywhere in the world. All you have to do is go to our website, go to the bottom of the website, and there's a little arrow you can click on, and you can listen to us live right there. And this gentleman had asked how he could listen to it from California, and then he texted me yesterday after the show and said he listened. So I'm really glad to hear that happens. I've had people from North Carolina, people from Florida, and people from now California say they listen to my show. Remotely, I guess you would call it. It's a great opportunity, hopefully we will continue to grow and make this station something you'll be proud to listen to, and something that's good for the community. And that's really what our motivation is. We're trying to make it good for the community. Hey, today we're going to talk about, you know that President's Day is coming up in February, and I'm not exactly sure the date. Was it 17th, I think? Anyway, President's Day, so I thought, well, during a swap shop, when we have some downtime, we'll talk about trivia about presidents, and I've got all sorts of trivia stuff. So, but if you're interested in selling, let's say you want to sell your college refrigerator, you know, one of those little boxes that refrigerates. I have one of those. I'd like to sell it, but it doesn't work. Maybe I ought to get rid of it. Anyway, if you want to sell yours and you want to find listeners that are looking for one of those, call us at 740-383-9944, and we'll put it on the air. You just call us and tell us how much you want for it, or you can just say you'll take offers, and we'll put it on the air for you and hopefully get rid of it for you. But make sure you call. We're looking forward to it. And one of the things, one of the reasons why we're interested in your ideas is the show Swap Shop, we're not quite sure whether the day is right. You know, Thursday afternoon. Now, that's good if you're going to advertise like a yard sale. But in the middle of the winter, nobody's thinking about yard sales. So maybe we need to move it to a Friday. Or we talked about moving it at the end of the weekend so people who have yard sales can then see the things that are left over and call us up and sell them. Maybe we need to have more than one day. There are a lot of things. But we'd like your information. So Well, you can even call in and talk to me about that. We're on the air right now at Swap Shop, and we'd love to hear from you. If you do have things to sell, we'd like to make sure you don't sell things that require registration or licensing or anything like that, I don't know, boats, cars, firearms, things like that, you know, things, houses, things that need some form of legal paperwork done around them. So please give us a call. And here's our first caller right now. You're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Glenn. How are you?
I'm good.
I just heard you talking about Swap Shop.
Yeah.
Now, I used to love Tradio, and I think a lot of people in Marion did as well, and I would love to see your program, you know, get that busy, because it really benefited a lot of people. I felt, you know, like a lot of older people,
right,
you know, would call it, and they needed somebody to do some maintenance or mow their yard, and, you know, and things like that.
Yeah. So, well, we'd be glad to take information like that. If
right.
People...
Hey, Glenn, I'm going to have to call you back. My phone's going dead, but I'll call you back.
Okay, very Thanks. Good. Bye-bye. All right, that's the type of information we're looking for. And I thank her for calling us, and she's going to call back once she gets her phone all charged back up. But if you have ideas like that, and Tradio, I believe, went 5 days a week. And quite frankly, as an unpaid announcer, I don't think I want to do 5 days a week, but we might be able to do more than one day a week, and we might be able to find somebody who wants to do a 5 day a week show, and you know, maybe we can get that going. All your ideas are good ideas. Even the bad ones are good. So if you have something to sell or you'd like to call and chime in with this conversation, give us a call, 740-383-9944. And okay, let me give you the first presidential trivia thing. You know, everybody talks about George Washington's false teeth being made out of wood. You know, they weren't. I did, because I had heard it a couple of years ago, but most of my life I thought they were made out of wood. They were not made out of wood. They were made from elephant and walrus tusks, and then so part of them were gold and part of them were just plain ivory, and not wood. So That's kind of an interesting thing. I'm not sure that wearing dentures back in those days was a real comfortable thing, but I don't know. And did your teeth kind of bounce around while you talked? Maybe they had the same type of stuff we have now, which sticks them to the roof of your mouth. I have no idea. Did you know who the first person president to live in the White House was? I'll tell you after this phone call. We have another caller. You're on the air. Hi.
Sorry about that, Glenn. My phone went dead.
Oh, okay.
But anyhow, so like I said, I didn't, I listened to Tradio a lot. Did I use it a lot? Occasionally, I did sell some bedroom furniture and different things like that for years. But I just wonder if you guys are advertising, because I just don't think people know about it.
Well, that's one of the problems this radio station has.
Right.
We were only 6 years old,
right.
And getting the information out is kind of difficult because we really don't have a budget to buy advertising. The only advertising we can do is on our station and you people. You can tell your friends, hey, there's a show on now where you can sell your tchotchkes.
Right. Yeah, I have. I'm good friends with Sean Kraft.
Oh, okay. And, mm-hmm. and that's pretty much the only way we can do it. And plus, I'm glad you said that, because what I'm going to do from now on is I'm going to put it on my Facebook so that at least my 100 and some people that follow me on Facebook will know. And I can also put it on my Twitter line, which I am now way too obvious on. And
hey, that's a good idea.
I will do that, because it's free to us to do that. But,
because it really does. I mean, I loved it, because I sold, like last year, I sold it at my dining room table, and
good.
I really liked it, and I just felt that, like I said, that people that needed a job, like, you know, wanted to earn extra money, these guys would call in and say they'll do, you know, trash pickup, or they'll come and pick up. And I felt like that really helped a lot of people.
There are a lot of people that pick up, you know, metal and trash and stuff like that. We would be glad to mention that. Now, if you start telling us that you're an actual business, we can't.
We can't do that.
But if it happens to be just a guy that's trying to make a few bucks by picking up tin cans, we'd be glad to hear from you.
Right. There was, like I said, there was people that called all the time about, you know, that kind of things, and I know several people. You know, these older women, especially the old, you know, elderly, would look for snow shoveling and things like that. And I just feel bad, because that was such a good program, too.
Yeah, we really, if we were going to do it and do it in the same model that they did it, we would probably have it 5 days a week. But we just don't have enough people to do that sort of thing. But maybe extending it to a couple days a week.
I think that would be great, and I think you got the right idea at the end of the week, because people like to have it for the weekend.
Yeah, we were arguing about that today out in the lobby, the boss and I. He was thinking maybe we could do it on Monday and Tuesday, but I think you kind of lose out on people buy stuff on the weekend. They don't buy it through the year.
People get paid on the weekend, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I really appreciate your input.
Have a good time, and enjoy your program.
Well, thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Sure.
Bye-bye. All right. That is a nice lady calling us and giving us ideas, and that's what we live on. We are your radio station, by the way. We don't profess to be anybody else's. We have everything from church shows to my progressive show. We have a couple of progressive shows. We have two or three shows on the right side as well. We're looking at another one that we might be bringing in that would be a great show that will motivate you to be the best person you can be. So we're all over the place, but it's because of you people out there listening that we will succeed, and without you, we can't. You know, I've been helping my friend and Mike Larson on his campaign, and one of the things I told him is we ought to look up all the different LP stations. And I opened up a website, and there look like 100 LP stations, little stations around the state, in each little burg you can imagine, there's a little station that broadcasts. Now, most of them, I would say, are not as active as we are. We are pretty active as a community station, but a lot of them just play music. But there are several that do talk, and I was once watching a show, I think it was 60 Minutes, where they were talking about an LP station down in Alabama that saved hundreds of lives because they were the only station on the air when a tornado hit the town. And they just stayed on the air and told people where to go and where to hide and when it was going to hit. And that's kind of what we want to do. We want to be the station that tells you the new Panda Express is coming to town, or there's a school that's going to be closing. Now, don't take that. There isn't one, but, you know, that type of thing brings you the mayor's speeches like we had on the news today, or our obits, which everybody likes. Not likes is not a good term. Everybody listens to the obits to make sure that somebody they know hasn't passed on. That type of thing, we're the only station that does that type of thing anymore. All the other stations are automated music and don't do very much of the news side. We do. And we do it daily. And we do the weather daily. And that's one of the things that I always loved about radio is radio can get to you within 5 minutes. You know, if we find out that there is a tornado coming and going to be here in 15 minutes, we can give you a 13-minute head start. So if we get the information from the weather people. Now, anymore, a lot of people say, well, that's broadcast to me on the phone. Well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't. If the more ways we can put the news out about things like that, the better. Excuse me. Well, that's what we're trying to do. Okay. John Adams was the first president to live in the White House. That's kind of an interesting fact. I would have assumed, wrongfully, I guess, I always thought George Washington was. But obviously, they didn't have it built when he did that. Now, did you know that the White House actually was burned basically to the ground and rebuilt? So that's not the one that's sitting there on 16 Pennsylvania Avenue is not the one that John Adams actually lived in. Here's an interesting fact. Now, all these facts that I have are based around presidents, based on the fact that President's Day is coming up in mid-February. And anyway, this one is about Thomas Jefferson. And I think I knew this. When I was with Intercollegiate Athletics, I went to lots of schools, and this is one of them that I went to, they always brag about things like who founded them. Well, Thomas Jefferson founded the University of Virginia, and we did play the University of Virginia, I think when I was at OU, and I traveled with the basketball team all the time, and I think I got a chance to see the University of Virginia. Hey, we're on Swap Shop. That's the name of this show. And that would require that we swap stuff or we sell stuff. If you have anything that you want to sell, give us a call, 740-383-9944. And the lady said, if you have services that you'd be glad to provide to your neighbors, not a professional business, but if you'll go and shovel somebody's snow, we'll be glad to put that on the air for you. If you have bazaars at your church, we'll be glad to put that on the air for you, especially nonprofit things we like to put on the air. And you can send us a letter, and I don't have the address anymore. It is not on my stand, but I think if you would send the letter to WWGH Swap Shop, Center Street. I think it would get here. I will try. What I'll try to do is find out what our address is, and so by the next week I'll be able to give you our address. I'm looking through all the papers I have, and I don't have anything that has our address. But you can send us whatever you have, and I'll be glad to put that on the air for you. James Madison was the shortest president ever. How short was he? James Madison was only 5'4" tall. He was not a little person. He was just a short person. That's kind of interesting. I had no idea that we had that James Madison was so short. If you have anything that you want, you know, any community announcements too. I just thought of that. We've had people make community announcements, and also if a little puppy dog or a little kitty cat has been lost or found, we'd be glad to put that on the air, especially put that on the air, especially the ones that have been found. I love to get little puppies and kitty cats back home with their owners or you know, some people, we had a gentleman 4 or 5 weeks ago, had his little cat kitten had a litter of cats, and we got rid of those for him, including the mama. He apparently wanted a clear house, and he got rid of all of them. Here's a question about James Monroe. He was one of our presidents. All these gentlemen were presidents. It would be nice someday when we're able to say all these ladies and gentlemen were presidents, but we haven't been able to do that yet. We've made a lot of inroads, but that one hasn't happened. James Monroe was the last of the founding fathers to serve as president. We all have our time, and all the other founding fathers had passed away when he took over as president. Now, maybe some of them were still alive, but he was the last one to serve as president. John Quincy Adams. That's a name everybody remembers as a president. I think it's because there's John Adams and John Quincy Adams. He was kind of a rascal. And he actually skinny dipped in the Potomac every morning. Yikes! In the middle of the winter, the Potomac's got to be close. He'd have to break the ice to get into it. I've lived out there, and I know it covers over with ice. And yikes! Oh, well. More power to him, I guess. I don't think I'd ever do that. You're listening to Glenn Coble on Swap Shop. Don't forget to listen to us next week on Wednesday when we will have a Progressive Life at that 12:15. And also the following day on Thursday, we will once again have a Swap Shop and try and get rid of all your tchotchkes. One of these days, I'm going to figure out who invented that word tchotchkes. I don't even know what it means, but I'm guessing it means stuff. All right. Let's see here. Oh, I was supposed to mention, and this is going to be interesting. Those of you who really enjoyed other version of Swap Shop when it was on the other local station, you'll be interested to know that its moderator, Jeff Korn, that's an old friend of mine, Jeff Ruth, will be on the air tomorrow. And I think he's going to be on from 8 o'clock on the morning show. He'll be on all the way through Scott Spears' show on the morning show. And then I think he's even going to come on and give Charlie a chance to shoot at him. So Jeff Ruth, and he's coming off of some, I followed him on Facebook. He was down someplace warm on the water, and I can't remember where it was exactly, but he was having a great time. It might have been down in Mexico. And some pictures of him in his shorts, getting some sun that we all would love to have. It's kind of cold right now. I don't have the weather on my phone right now, so I'm not able to tell you exactly what the temperature is, but it's got to be somewhere around 30 degrees, and the wind chill's got to be a little perkier than that. Andrew Jackson had a pet parrot. He must have been a rascal himself, because he taught his pet parrot to curse. I laugh at that. My mother would have scolded me for laughing at the idea that a president had a parrot that cursed. My mother did not like cursing. As a matter of fact, the only time I ever heard a really bad word said in my house was when I think it was when Kennedy was shot. No, it was the following day when Ruby shot, what's his name? Anyway, my brother was watching it on TV, and it was live, and all of a sudden the curse word of all curse words rang out through the minister's house, and I guess they forgave him, because I don't remember anything happening to my brother for doing that. But that's the only time I ever remember any type of foul language, or even talking about other people using foul language, ever came up in my house. Another thing we never did, we never had drinking in the house. We didn't even have wine. Now, I don't know if you know it, but Methodist churches don't have wine at communion. They have, well, my mother used to call it unfermented wine, which basically is grape juice. And that's what we had. Boy, it can make your breath bad. Anyway, we had grape juice. But I'm going to tell you a little secret about my mother, who was very much opposed to drinking at all. After my father passed away, my mother did drink a little wine. And she found it relaxed her. Now, Mom had very bad arthritis, and I'm sure it was self-medication. Martin Van Buren, another one of our presidents. He coined this word. Now, this blew my mind. I would never have guessed that Martin Van Buren coined the word, and it's not really a word. I guess it is a word. Okay. Okay. Martin Van Buren, our president, coined that word. Okay. It's okay. We all use it every day because it's okay. You're listening to Swap Shop, and apparently we don't have a lot of swaps going on today. But if you do have one you want to put on the air, 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you. You can put most things on. Make sure you don't call in with things that need to be registered or licensed or anything else like that. But we will put on any other little tchotchke that you're trying to sell, we'll tell people how much and where to get a hold of you, and maybe we'll get rid of it for you. Last week we had several people call in. I hope we got rid of all that stuff. Most weeks I keep a little book that tells everything that we've given away, and so far I'm blank. But I did have a lady call in twice. She called in because her phone was running out of juice. And I love that type of call that kind of informs us of what you think about the show. We'd like to have the right show on the right day for the right people. And right now we really don't know whether we're doing the right thing. And we understood that we would, during the winter months, there weren't going to be a whole lot of calls to Swap Shop, just because people really aren't interested in, you know, getting out and driving to other people's houses to pick up, you know, plates and dishes and whatever you have. So we knew that it would fall off during this time of the year. But come March, April, May, we're expecting to have a full house of phone calls. All right, let me see what else we got here. William Henry Harrison. I got to tell you a story about this. But anyway, excuse me. William Henry Harrison had a pet goat. G-O-A-T. What does that stand for? Anyway, he had a pet goat. And I once did probably my worst, my most unsuccessful promotion. And I was in promotion most of my life. Probably my most unsuccessful promotion was one I did when I was at the credit union. And we were having we were going to have a pet day, and we asked people, and we did it for several weeks before. We asked people to bring their pets in, and they would be judged, and we'd give prizes. And I went and bought all sorts of little trophies and stuff like that. We even had a lady from Canine, I believe is the name of the, and she's still in business down there on Center Street, I think. Center Street, out there by Domino's Pizza. I believe that was the lady that did our pet show. She came out, and she was a real trooper in front of maybe a half a dozen people, mostly from the credit union. She did a show of how to train dogs and stuff like that. And we ended up with, we thought it was going to be a dog show, you know, dogs and cats. Well, we ended up with only two animals showing up. One was a rabbit, and the other, I believe, was a goat. They both won, and we all had a good laugh about it. But that probably was we did advertise it on a semi-local radio station, and apparently the advertising didn't catch. But anyway, I had laughs about that. Much after the fact, you know, for the first 4 or 5 months, that was kind of a sting. Anyway, we all do things that we fail at, don't we? I've failed at more things than I will ever admit to, but we find our successes. The one thing I'm proudest of, and it just happened, is I've been married 50 years. Just happened back in December, so, and I'm obviously proud of it. John Tyler, guess how many kids he had? Now, I remember as a Methodist minister's son, I believe John Wesley had 21 or 23 kids. Now that's nuts. I struggled with three, and I have a daughter who has four. I don't know how you do anything more than four, but John Tyler had 15 himself. Now, I wonder if they all had their own individual room in the White House. That's a lot of kids, 15 kids. You're listening to WWGH. This is Glenn Coble. We're on Swap Shop. Give us a call, 740-383-9944 if you have anything you're interested in putting out there for sale. All right, let's continue on with our interesting facts about presidents. Now, you do know that President's Day, I'm going to see if I can look it up here. President's Day is, I think, yes, the 17th, okay? President's Day is the 17th. And so that's what we're celebrating today's trivia on. James K. Polk was the first president to serve coast to coast. I assume that means that he was the first president that we had when the United States covered from the Atlantic to the Pacific. That's what I'm guessing. Kind of vague there. I'm trying to remember when the Louisiana Purchase took place. Anyway, Polk was the first president to serve from coast to coast. Zachary Taylor. I love that name, Zachary. I don't know why. I don't have any children or grandchildren named Zachary. Much to my chagrin, I have two grandsons whose middle name is Glenn, which I never did like. But Zachary Taylor's nickname, guess what his nickname was? And I assume he was a military guy, maybe a general. But anyway, Zachary Taylor's nickname was Old Rough and Ready. I'm starting to feel that way myself as I get a little longer in tooth. Charlie and I talk about that about every day, all our aches and pains as we get old, rough, and ready. All right, here's the name. So many people forget that this guy was a president, and a lot of people have no idea about him, including yours truly, Millard Fillmore. Now, there was a song written about Millard Fillmore, and he didn't even know it, and it was done by the Police, I think it was. Don't Stand So Close to Me. Millard Fillmore married his teacher. You remember the song? Don't stand, don't stand, don't stand so close to me, he said. Anyway, it was about a teacher. He married, well, we won't go into it. Millard Fillmore married his teacher. Okay, now we're up to another question here, but this one's on Franklin Pierce. Now, this is something that's kind of interesting, especially with everything that's going on in our government right now and our problems with the truth and honesty and staying within the law that we seem to be having right now. Franklin Pierce was arrested during his pregnancy, yes, during his presidency. Now, you should be arrested for this. Now, our current president said he could stand on Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and he wouldn't get arrested. Well, Franklin Pierce kind of did that. He ran over a woman with his horse. It doesn't say whether she lived or how bad her wounds were or anything, but he got arrested for that. Franklin Pierce. All right. Now, this is a name that I think I had a grade school that, yes, the grade school my wife went to was called Buchanan. James Buchanan was a bachelor and never, ever married, whether he was in the White House or not. Kind of interesting. I didn't know that we had any bachelor presidents. Now, if Pete Buttigieg would become our president, he would not be married to a woman, but he would be married. But anyway, James Buchanan was the only bachelor that I know of. He never got married, ever. Of course, we all know who Abraham Lincoln was. I think he was the very first Republican president. Obviously, he served as the president during the Civil War. But did you know that he's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame? I remember reading tales and having teachers tell me about what a good wrestler he was, and he'd challenge his opponents to wrestle him and beat them. But Abraham Lincoln was honored in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. Pretty cool. All right. It's 12:51. You're listening to WWGH here at 107.1. And we're on, yes, why did I forget the name of the show we're doing? Anyway, we'd love to have you call in with anything you like to sell. We'll take your number, or we'll take your item give your number out, and maybe we can sell it for you here. All right. Let me see where I am on my presidential list here. Andrew Johnson. Kind of interesting. I'm not sure that it's legal anymore, but Andrew Johnson, yeah, it probably is. Andrew Johnson was buried and wrapped in American flag with a copy of the Constitution. Kind of interesting. Well, we have a caller here. Hang on. Caller, you're on the air.
This is an important message. Do not hang up the phone.
Oh, well, I think I will hang up the phone. We get those occasionally. I bet you get those too, right? They were probably trying to sell me some sort of insurance for my car or, something along that line. I can't... I've even called into the do not call list and put my phone numbers on that. I think this is the Wild West of advertising. I don't think they even pay any attention to that. The problem is, I think you have, if you're on the do not call list and they call you, I think you have to complain. Otherwise, they're not going to do anything about it. Okay, Ulysses S. Grant. We have a Grant School here in Marion. And Ulysses S. Grant was given, he was also a lawbreaker. He was given a ticket for riding his horse too fast. How do they know? They don't have speedometers on the horses, and I'm sure they didn't have radar back then, but he was given a ticket for riding his horse too fast. Bad, Ulysses. I wonder what the S stands for. I suppose I could find that out. I will after I get off the air. All right. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble. Be glad to take your we got time for maybe one phone call, except for from that lady that wanted to sell me something on, she was online and on, I don't know what you call that stuff. Anyway, be glad to take your phone call and we'll sell whatever you've got to get rid of. If we don't have anybody today, we'll do it again next Wednesday. And we would like to hear from you about any ideas on days that we should do this show and times and stuff like that. And you're more than welcome to email our website and leave a message on that. Okay. Guess who the first president to use a telephone? By the way, his phone number was 1. Now, I remember when I lived in Crawfordsville, Indiana, I was anywhere from the age of 1 to 5, but I remember our phone number was 210. But anyway, Rutherford B. Hayes was the first president to use a telephone, and his number was 1. Okay. James A. Garfield could write with both hands at the same time in different languages. That's pretty good. I thought it was good. My youngest son was a baseball player, an All-American baseball player, and he actually had a dominant left eye, even though he was a right-hander. He could hit both ways, but he always usually hit right-handed. But he had a dominant left eye, so he could actually see the ball better than most right-handers. So kind of along the same line. But this Garfield could write with both hands and in different languages. I have a hard time speaking English. I've tried several other languages and have found out because I have a problem with memorizing. I've taken German, that's Spanish, and Russian. Oh, and French. And I can't speak any of them. I can do a few words in Spanish. I'm not good at that stuff. I'm good at other stuff, but I'm not good at that stuff. Chester A. Arthur. I wonder why so many of our presidents use their middle initial. Chester A. Arthur owned 80 80 pairs of pants. Now, I've heard of women and their, you know, 300 or 3,000 pairs of shoes, but I've never heard of any guy that owned 80 pairs of pants. Were they all in the same color? Back then, most men wore dark colors, so you might have had 40 pair of brown and 40 pair of black. I don't know. Maybe 30 pair of brown, 30 pair of black, and 20 pair of gray. Okay. Grover Cleveland was the first and only president. What did he do? He was married in the White House. He was the first and only, to this day, president to be married in the White House. That's doing something. All right, we've only got about a minute left, so if you're going to call, you better call fast. All right, let's see if I can find another question here that might be interesting. William McKinley was the first president to have mass-produced campaign buttons. That's kind of cool. The very first time I got involved in politics, I was about 6 or 7 years old. Both my parents were very staunch Republicans. The Republican Party was different back then. Both of them were very staunch Republicans. And President Eisenhower, he wasn't the president at the time, came to South Bend, Indiana. And my folks gave me a box full of I Like Ike buttons. I wish I had saved a few of them. But they gave me a box full, and I went up and down the parade route handing out I Like Ike buttons. Oh, well, we all do things that are kind of interesting, and I'd like to hear some stuff from you people. We're at the end of the show, and thanks for listening to... what the heck is the name of this show? Swap Shop. And we'd love to have you call next Thursday afternoon. And,
this is WWPH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Tom.